I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my dear friend Carolyn Geiger here with me. We haven't done a recording in a while. She's been so busy, which is a good problem to have, semi-retired, taking care of her family, making some more online courses, prepping for our next annual hands-on training. We've been busy ladies in the backdrops. I asked Carolyn if she would give some updates on her company and some services she's coming out with and the certification process, because ultrasound training sometimes gets a little overwhelming to midwives. Thanks for joining, Carolyn.
Thank you. It's great to be here and to talk about ultrasound for midwives. Our next big endeavor is a hands-on scanning course that we're giving in at the Midwife Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in April. And we have 56 spots that are all full, so that we will be educating 56 midwives in hands-on education and
Some nurse practitioners. I was excited to see, I think like 20% of the signups were nurse practitioners this time.
Thank you for saying that, because although we're called Ultrasound for Midwives, we love having nurse practitioners, physician's assistants,
labor delivery nurses, triage, anybody that needs to learn ultrasound training on pregnant women and gynecological services.
Absolutely. And I have a growing number of CPMs that have joined the group. So we're open to anybody that wants to use point of care ultrasound. And we're going to be scanning in April. And before they take the course, they'll take our online course. Now, our online course is open to anybody that would like to take it. It's a comprehensive course. It's 10 hours long and includes everything from your scope of practice to all of the trimesters with point of care ultrasound, some GYN. We talk about physics and bioeffects. We talk about business aspects, and then we talk about documentation and liability and even billing. So we try to cover all the aspects that you need to know before you really get started with your hands-on scanning. So by the time they finish, we will have 56 midwives well educated in doing point of care ultrasound. Now, if you didn't make that list and you're really anxious to be doing some hands-on scanning and such, we do have small courses where we send an instructor to your practice for at least four midwives there, or NPs, four providers, provide exactly the same course. And we have choices between taking a one-day course, which is a good orientation to how to scan, how the machine works, and interpretation of what's on the screen. The second day is really a very good reinforcement of that, so that you get a chance to do full scans independently, really get much better at manipulating the machine to get the best images possible. And by the second day, most people are recognizing what they're seeing on the screen, so that they really know what those images are meaning.
Well, and I think you and I, like, reinforcing, it's live volunteers. You're practicing with a 4-to-1 ratio. You have an instructor next to you, pregnant women in all gestational ages, IUDs, like, you're actually having, because I think too many times you and I have chatted about it, that midwives and nurse practitioners, the orientation is them grabbing machine and practicing on their own most of the time. It's not so much hand-holding and talking in a calming environment. It's usually there's a problem, an issue, we need to address this and then move on. And it's not a very conducive learning environment.
Right. So we do have women scheduled all day to be patient models for us. So they're all different gestational ages. We have several GYN. Like Leslie said, we'd like you to see IUD in appropriate placement, and so you'll recognize when it's not appropriate. And we talk about some common GYN kinds of problems that are ultrasound related as well. So we try to cover things soup to nuts. Our 2-day course has become the most popular, and I feel the best in that people leave it feeling far more confident and far more.
They can just go out independently and feel like, okay, I've got this, versus that's just a high level teaser. And yeah.
Right. They really are ready to go. So, so that's what we're offering. I'm looking this year to be offering some small groups again in a primary practice setting. So, and generally these are birth centers around the country where we would advertise that this is coming, and you can sign up independently to come if you don't have a whole group of 4 midwives or more in your practice that are interested in pursuing this education. So we're hoping to open it up to more people. The other thing is our courses, these big courses, have been pretty much centered in the eastern part of the United States. And now we're going west. So we're coming to see those of you who are out in California, Colorado, Texas. Hopefully we'll find a good place in Washington or Portland.
Yeah, this is a great plug in. Anybody wants to be a more universal, regular, smaller scale practice. We had the challenge of when we did big operations once a year, we'd have to find a birth center that had 4 or 5 exam rooms. And now that we could do it smaller subset stations, that we can focus on regions and pick places that have 1 to 2 exam rooms and much smaller volume they're serving. So yeah, if anybody's interested in connecting with Carolyn to be a sponsored site, please email her.
Yes, I'd be happy to hear about places that would like to host us. And it may be that you want to get your own practice educated and then have others come and take the course as well at a different time. So so we're open to hear from you, and anyone who's interested, has questions, just let me know.
Yeah. Well, and I think, Carolyn, I keep thinking back to, we started working together in the thick of the pandemic. I remember exactly, I think it was April 2020, you were doing wonderful in-person trainings. I think it had been out about 2 years you started your company at that point. Yes. And you had just gotten crippled because you were just traveling the country, and then all of a sudden you can't travel the country to give this education. And I just remember the first conversation. I was like, Carolyn, what's your ultimate mission? What's your ultimate goal? And instantly you said, as many midwives trained and nurse practitioners and care providers as possible. We want to get the midwife ultrasound certification numbers up. We want to get a standard of care that's recognized nationally. I remember that. And so whenever you and I work on projects and adventures and expansions, it's always that core theme. I would love for you to expand on the certification process for midwives, like who qualifies for it? What does that look like? Why is it important? Because it does confuse a lot of midwives. When I do my locum assignments, I talk to people, they don't quite understand what's the benefit of the certification process.
There is a certification exam that is given by the American Registry for Diagnostic Medical Sonographers. And it's the same organization that certifies sonographers around the country and actually around the world. Midwife sonography exam is focused on point of care ultrasound, which we call POCUS. And it's looking at bedside ultrasound that is for a specific purpose, such as documenting viability in the first trimester, documenting gestational age at any trimester. It's for confirming if there is a pregnancy loss, learn how to identify an ectopic pregnancy. In the second trimester, we're looking at amniotic fluid volumes and fetal growth and cervical lengths. By the third trimester, we're pretty much focused on the biophysical profile, so that for
Just those on the spot, like if
You
a
don't know.
midwife's doing triage and they need to determine if the water's broken or if there's concerns with the baby and oxygenation. Like there's a lot of essential point of care things midwives can do. And we hear it over and over again, Carolyn, like, okay, we are short staffed with our ultrasound techs. Like we have to refer out to this. The poor mom stressed out for a couple days because we couldn't do bedside point of care ultrasounds and she didn't know if her baby was still alive because it was just the dates were off. And like there's so many things that midwives can benefit with this knowledge and skill.
It really covers such a wide range of topics that are common in our clinical practice. And it makes it so that you're able to be with the patient and family that you know, to get information that is necessary for management of that patient and be able to share it instantly with the family so that they're not being sent off to a strange place to sit in a waiting room, have somebody not talk to them at all during the exam, and come back worried and calling you to say, I don't know what happened. So there's a lot of advantage, and the accreditation covers all of those topics that I went through, as well as some of the physics and instrumentation. How do you use all those dials? How do you recognize images? Do you know where to measure an image from one point to the next? So it is a comprehensive look at this limited point of care ultrasound.
Yeah, and I think part of it, people I hear often will say, well, why do we need the certification? My job doesn't require it. I can still do the exact same thing whether I have the certification or not. So I would love for you to explain. It just puts a higher standard what the future of ultrasound will go to. And there are some facilities that are required to have it for reimbursement and skills. So I would love for you to expand the value of now and in the future the certification.
Well, the certification exam at this point in time is not required very often in order to be able to perform the studies or to, and it is not required for billing of studies. But that's right now. There's a lot afoot to require that all providers that do ultrasound, from point of care ultrasound up through full scope ultrasound, certified to have demonstrated a certain level of knowledge of the overall modality. And the insurers will soon grab hold of this as a means of billing. There are hospitals that require it for your privileges. And if you work in a large hospital where the ultrasound department is certified by the American Institute for Ultrasound in Medicine, that requires that anyone within the
Campus, university,
university or
facility, yeah.
whatever the hospital is, that anyone who does scanning is certified. And so that is required in those circumstances. So we have the advantage of having a certification available by the ARDMS that has the track record and recognition to support us. The other thing is, it gives you a sense of, I really do know how to do this stuff. And it's excellent for a resume if you're looking for another job. It is really helpful to come in with ultrasound skills that
Well, and even
are.
a question of competency, if someone's saying in a legal case or a defense, like that certification and you showing your hours and documenting and keeping track of the regular skills you're using, it's just huge. It's,
That's right. That's right. So the exam is given in two parts. The first part of it is a written exam taken on the computer that is a multiple choice exam covering all the topics that we've talked about, and is typically given in the summer months. We'll have on the ACNM website, and it's on the ARDMS website, when the time is open that you can apply for the exam, and that's usually several months in advance, and then you can take the exam. You can take it at
a facility, or you can take it at your own computer. I did it two summers ago. And yeah, it's a narrowed down window. I think so many times nurses and practitioners are used to like BLS, NRP, CPR. It's a different step certification. You have to get, if I recall, is it 12 or 14 CEUs before you can apply? And you have to do some planning. Like you and I have chatted, it's not all of a sudden you say, oh, I'm going to do the certification and take the exam next week. Like you've got to plan a year, year and a half, because you've got to do all your training for 3 to 6 months, your certifications, get your PAR up, do your studying for the exam, sign up for the exam, open window. And then the next part you're talking about, once you pass the online training, you have the next stage before you're certified.
Once you've passed that written exam, and it does require 12 credits in ultrasound that are accepted by the ARDMS, and ACNM credits are accepted.
Yep, and your course is part of those. We're working on the last couple CEUs so that we could get everybody their 12 from us.
Yes, so the online course has 10 CEUs and the hands-on course has 8.5. So between them, it more than covers the requirements for the taking the exam. Once you've passed the first part of your exam, then there is a practical exam, and that requires you to be observed by someone who is a physician who's well versed in ultrasound, by a registered diagnostic medical sonographer, or a midwife who has passed the midwife exam. So you have to be observed by one of those people or several of those people.
And that's the big benefit of why we did these hands-on training, because every one of your instructors, we can get you those sign-offs, because there would be a lot of people like, hey, I'm in a small town and I can't get anybody to sign me off. Nobody has the certification. And so that was also why we wanted the hands-on training, because we can sign off people with their hands-on needs part of the stepping stones of that training process.
That's right. And you have to perform 8 different exams that are specified by the registry. And that would include things like a transabdominal first trimester exam, as well as a transvaginal first trimester exam, a second trimester exam that shows where the placenta is, looks at the amniotic fluid volume, as well as fetal position. And a biophysical profile is required. And there are a total of 8 different scans that you have to perform and be signed off on. You take those sign-off sheets and send them into ARDMS. And that gives you your full certification. You
have, and then every 5 years, is it? Or what's the renewal for how many CEUs after you get it?
Well, the renewal period is 5 years.
That's what I thought.
So when you are originally certified until you have to
renew,
either retake the exam or get enough CEUs, and I forget how many they are, but it's a very reasonable number.
It's very reasonable. It's similar to the renewal process. Reminds me a lot of like what you do for nursing for the certifications, the inpatient OB and the pediatric, these specialties that you have to do. It's very similar standards. So I appreciate you going over all that. I mean, Carolyn, you know this stuff intimately. You were on the board. I call you the grandmother of ultrasounds for midwives all the time because you are the forefront. Like if people want to learn about ultrasound training and business and implementation and processes and scope of practice, you love talking to people. You can email, you can coordinate, you love helping people. So can you share your contact information, Carolyn, with everyone?
They need to know how to get in touch with me. My email address is cgegor@gmail.com.
Yeah. And if they go to Ultrasound for Midwives, ultrasoundformidwives.com, your contact information is on that website as well. And we'll put it under the description. But I think just being able to know your very open door policy, you have a strong heart of advocating for ultrasound for all midwives. Like we get more and more inquiries about certified professional midwives, even though MANA and NARM don't have any strong positions one way or the other of scope of practice and ultrasound services. We would like training out there. I know you're really trying to help out community-based midwives, hospital-based midwives. How can we bridge that standard of education that's out there?
Right. Yeah, right. So and we're looking at ultrasound that's done in the hospital, in the office practice, in birth centers, at home.
They take it to their Amish practice. You're showing them how to use the machine that's more transmittable. Yeah, transferable.
So we use the big traditional machines, and then we also have the handheld machines to be able to learn how to use them, and they're awesome. So
and very affordable for private practices. I know they can reach out to you. That could be another conversation for our next talk, but the ultrasound machines, I think too many midwives in private practice think, I can't afford a $25,000, $30,000 machine, but you found some very cool ones in the $5,000 to $8,000 range. And with me business consulting, I show them how quickly they'll make that money back. It's a no-brainer to get that machine and then the standard of care. So cool. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.